My name is Brandon. You are probably wondering who I am. I am 23 years old and I love the Beatles. I have been listening to the Beatles since I was 8. The first CD my mum played for me was Beatles 1. I didn't talk much before I heard their CD. It was just too hard. That day I sang their songs loudly. Hearing the Beatles changed my life. After 3 Beatles 1 CDs fell apart, because I was listening to them so much. My mom decided to buy a few more Beatles CDs. I could not get enough of listening to the Beatles and singing to the Beatles and talking about the Beatles. I have been listening, learning, watching and loving all things Beatles since then. Today we'll be playing some of my favorite songs by the Beatles performed by other artists. I'll be using my iPad with the Compass communication app to tell you about the songs. I would like to start off with my favorite Beatles song. I think of my mom when I hear this song. She brought the Beatles into my life. The song is in my life. The original version of this song was based on a bus route in Liverpool. I saw the bus route and the original manuscript while I was in England.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. My life, I love you more.
You may wonder why I'm using a communication device to talk. I use it because sometimes people have a hard time understanding me. I am lucky because I can use the Beatles' British accent when I talk. I am so excited about sharing the Beatles with you today. In 2003, I was very lucky. I got tickets to Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band in Dallas. I met Ringo Starr that night. He was playing with Sheila E. also on drums and Mark Rivera on sax. It was so exciting to meet him. He told me peace and love. It was a show I will not forget. I also saw him here in Austin with Rush. He was amazing with Steve Lukather and Todd Rundgren. This next song is one of my favorites sung by Ringo. It is an upbeat song we all know and love, Yellow Submarine. It's a fun song that was originally intended to be a children's song. It was written by Paul for Ringo. Donovan helped with the lyrics. Let's all sing along.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
I told my mum and my friends after leaving school my dream was to go to London and Liverpool. My dream came true. Last summer I went on a 10-day Beatles pilgrimage tour in London and Liverpool to see and learn all things Beatles. This included 4 days of the International Beatles Festival in Liverpool. This was a trip of a lifetime. There were so many people who helped me live my dream, including my friend Mary here with me today. First, we went to London to see all the sites where they filmed and recorded, then, on to Liverpool for the Beatles International Festival. We saw the childhood homes of all the Beatles and visited the sites of some of their famous songs, including Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields. On our Beatle tour, we visited the Casbah Club where the Beatles played in the early years. The Quarrymen played at the Casbah Club, but not before they finished painting the club. The walls had spiders, rainbows and stars. Cynthia Lennon painted a silhouette of John on the wall. I was excited to see it and meet Rogue Best. June 1, 1967, the Beatles released the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club album. Included on the album was the hit song, With a Little Help from My Friends. Ringo Starr sang this song. In fact, to date, Starr has closed every concert with this song and tells the audience, "Peace and love. This is one of my favorite songs."
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help.
Paul McCartney wrote this ballad, Yesterday, about the breakup of a relationship. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1997. It remains popular today with more than 2,200 cover versions. It also happens to be my mum's favorite Beatles song.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. For yesterday, she had to go. I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I had believed yesterday. I believed yesterday.
I love the Beatles because they are the best band of all time. I believe the Beatles changed how we think about music. The first time I heard the Beatles, it made me want to sing, and today I am sure they helped me speak. I think about them all day. You know, we all need a little help from our friends, and the Beatles are our friends. Thank you, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. You make me happy. Well, friends, our time is up. Thanks for having me. It's been fun, Rush. You are very special to me. I am lucky to have you as my friend. This is Brandon, signing off until next time. And don't forget, all you need is love.
Love is all you need. 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 Love is all you need.